Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Today, Crossroads lead pastor Kyle Ranson reads his original article, What Does Jesus Died For You Really Mean? If you've ever been around church or just been a person, you've likely heard the phrase, Jesus died for your sins. But what does that really mean for us, and why is it such a big deal? In his article, Kyle breaks down the significance of those words and how an event from over 2,000 years ago still very much so applies to our lives today. Let's go.
What Does Jesus Died For You Really Mean? By Kyle Ranson. Around Easter, the phrase, Jesus died for you, gets batted around like a baseball during a rousing game of pepper. But what does it actually mean? Let's break it down quick-like. One, you're dead. No, that's not a threat, and I don't mean physically dead. I mean spiritually dead. And it's not just you, it's everyone. According to Scripture, we're all infected with a disease called sin. And far worse than killing our physical bodies, it kills our souls. The symptoms are a lack of joy, a high fever of fear, depression, discontentment, jealousy, and basically all the stuff you feel and experience that you really wish you didn't. It just kind of sucks the absolute worst. Two, dead stuff can't make itself alive. Just like a dead car battery can't miraculously recharge itself, you can't magically inject fresh power into your empty life tank. This is maybe the most culturally radical idea in Christianity because it contradicts the ever-popular pop spirituality line, everything you need is inside of you. But according to the Bible, we're all like hopeless zombies walking around trying to devour everything in sight. Think about this. The one time God came and walked the earth, that was Jesus, by the way, we stalked and killed him. You know, kind of like what zombies would do. Number three, new life always comes from someone or something else dying. Literally, all life comes from death. It's a principle that's baked into creation. Those waffles you ate this morning, before the waffle factory turned them into Eggos, they were grain, wheat probably. And wheat had to die for that waffle to get made and give you life in the form of sustenance. And for that wheat to have grown in the first place, another stalk of wheat had to shed a seed that had to fall to the ground and, you guessed it, die. Jesus was super smart. He said it this way, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Four, Jesus is God in human form, and he went through the physical death process to give us life. Though people act like they understand exactly how this works cosmically, that Jesus' brutal physical death on a cross benefits us spiritually, the truth is that there are all kinds of theories and opinions about the details based on what the Bible teaches, and no one knows for sure. If you're into it, there are literally thousands of books you can go buy, or I talked about it once, and you could just watch the video. The bottom line from Scripture is that Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection on Easter Sunday can resurrect us. Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, said it this way, "But because of his great love for us, God, who was rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." Five, Jesus died to give you new spiritual life, right here and right now. Let's go back to the car battery metaphor for just a sec. Jesus is the good battery, the only one who's ever been good, by the way, with enough power to jumpstart you and your dead spiritual heart back to life. He died, aka emptied himself of power, so that you can live, aka be jumpstarted to life. In fact, he's so powerful, he can jumpstart every single person who wants to connect to him. The connection is simple. You just choose to take a risk and believe he is who he claimed to be, God. And his intentions are what he said, to bring you back to life. And then you ask him to forgive your sins and make you fully alive. Jesus said, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." I'm one of the millions who've asked Jesus to bring me back to life, and I'm telling you, it works. I genuinely feel like I've been made fully alive. I used to feel full of fear, but now I sleep in peace. I used to struggle to be confident, but now I have loads of courage. I used to fixate on what I didn't have and never feel happy, but now I have a joy tank with a backup that never runs out. Six, seriously, try it. You can be made alive too. Just borrow these words to pray. You can say, God, I want to be made fully alive. Jesus, forgive me. I accept your death as full and final payment for sins. I believe that you died for me, so please transfer your life to me right now. Bring me spiritually alive and let me experience life to the full with you. I will follow you forever. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, welcome to New Life. We'd love to chat with you and connect you with resources and people to help you experience the new life God is giving you. Just click the link in the description and chat with somebody.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.